This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Citigroup employs more Americans than any other bank. But this morning, Citi says that total is about to shrink. 11,000 job cuts worldwide in the next year or two, some of them most likely here in the U.S. Karen Petru is a banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. Good to talk with you.
Great to talk to you, Jeff.
11,000 job cuts sounds like an awful lot. Then again, Citigroup is huge. So put this in context for us.
It's a lot to the 11,000 people, but it's about 4% of their workforce. So in the scope of the company, it's not as dramatic as it might sound.
What kinds of costs are they trying to get a handle on here?
They're trying to get a handle on unproductive costs, areas where businesses could be made more efficient, and in some cases, businesses where the rules are changing and their structure doesn't work as well as it used to.
Do you know for Citigroup specifically what kinds of things that might apply to?
An example would be the changes in their institutional client operations. That's an area which is very affected by some of the new proposals, the so-called Volcker Rule, which is changing the way banks can work on their own behalf in conjunction with clients. But I think the bulk of these cuts are intended to improve efficiency, not to restructure the company.
Even some 4 years or whatever now after the financial crisis, are we continuing to see pressure not just at Citi, but across the banking industry to try to find those inefficiencies and cut costs wherever they can?
Oh, absolutely. The industry across the board is under considerable profit pressure, particularly in the U.S., where the Federal Reserve is demanding very stringent standards before big banks can pay dividends. Every big bank is looking under every cover to find areas where it can improve efficiency and therefore profitability.
Karen Petru, banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. Always good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.